Hello.
Hi, David. Nice
How
to
are you
hear
doing,
from
mate?
you.
How are you doing, buddy?
Yeah, good. Thank you. Sorry, David. Caught me on a bit of a hop. The reason for me calling you today is just to have a chat with you about your case,
Yeah.
if that's okay.
Yeah,
Just
no
to let you
problem.
know, David, all of our calls are recorded for training and monitoring purposes.
No problem.
As I said, my name's Michael. I'm a senior investigator at MMA Legal.
Right.
My role is to understand, obviously, your case.
Yeah.
Get to know you a little bit more,
Yeah.
and more importantly, David, is to understand how your time in care has affected you in your adult life. So I'm not going to go back over the statements. I don't want to drag you over those emotional coals,
Yeah.
because I don't need to. But what I do need to understand is try and paint a picture of what's happened to you as an adult in your life, whether that be depression, anxiety, PTSD, any alcohol or substance issues. What I'll do is I'll write to those relevant authorities. I'll get that information, and then we'll submit that to the Scottish Redress as an impact on what your time in care has had on you. Is that okay, David?
No problem at all, mate.
Okay, fantastic. Do you or have you ever suffered with depression or anxiety, David?
Think I've been on and off fucking my whole life, mate, effectively, but it's not something I've ever went and seeked medical advice. It's something I've never really
Okay.
done, is went and seek medical advice for anything. I've kind of just tripped on, and
Yeah.
it's just been my life, mate, is the way I've kind of hanged it. But I've been speaking to
I
people
get
the
that.
last kind of 5 years, and just saying, no, that's not your life, mate. That's no normal, the kind of stuff that went on in your history, you know what I mean? That's maybe explained kind of some of the positions you're in just now in life, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I get that, buddy. Men tend to do that quite a bit, to be honest with you, and fortunately, a lot of it ends up in suicide. I suppose that's why the suicide rates for men and women are totally, totally different.
Listen, mate, in Glasgow during COVID, mate, I had four or five friends just during COVID that killed herself, mate. It was horrendous. It's just crazy,
Scary,
that.
isn't it? It's so
Yeah.
scary, isn't it? Have you had any sort of issues with alcohol or substance,
Yeah, mate,
David?
I'm just now it's only cannabis, mate. I smoke cannabis, and I have smoked cannabis my whole life. That's my kind of problem thing. But I've drank and I've took drugs all through my 20s and my 30s. I'm not as bad now as I'm in my 40s, but as I say, I was in care till I was 8 or 9. I didn't come off supervision till I was nearly 20, I think. And I was in and out of different care institutions and residential schools and secure units. And then after that, it was hospitals and stuff like that. So, aye.
Okay. Have you sought any sort of medical attention for the alcohol and the drugs?
No.
Okay.
It was just
More like
a binge.
recreational.
It was just a binge thing I'd done through my life. As I
Okay.
say, I was homeless from most of my late teens to most of my 20s. I've only really settled down in the last 5 or 6 years in my own place. It's always been
That's
quality
amazing.
close, staying with family. Obviously, there was my ex-partner who my kids do for a while, but after that, it's been just absolute mayhem, you know what I mean?
Yeah, of course. That all stems from what happened to you as a child, doesn't it? It's all
Yeah,
the
I would
vast
imagine
thoughts,
so.
you being, the lack of stability, if you like,
Yeah.
it all massively affects, doesn't it?
Totally. I didn't realise it, mate. I was just always kind of one of those guys, like, listen, you're dealt with cards. You're dealt, you just need to play them. It's they kind of things. But now,
Yeah.
obviously, you're a bit more mature and you look back and think to myself, nah, that's not right. That's maybe why I'm no
That's
right these days, you know what I mean?
100% why. So there's obviously dabbled in hard drugs and alcohol. Would you say you're addicted to cannabis? Would you call it cannabis?
110% of addicted.
Okay. Have you ever sought medical attention for medical help
No.
for the cannabis?
No.
Okay. Have you ever tried to come off cannabis?
I've tried, but it's something I'm going to be perfectly
Bad, isn't
honest
it?
with you, mate. I don't want to come off it, mate. It's the only kind of thing that
Oh.
I've got just now that kind of keeps me sane, so to speak. You know what I mean? It's a
Yeah,
day
no, I get
passer
that.
for a shit life. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's not good
Okay.
financially, obviously, it's fucking, but it's
No. I know I've got some of my clients earlier. I've got a few friends that suffered trauma.
Yeah.
One sister died. My best friend's dad killed himself, hung himself when we were 15.
Mm-hmm.
And my friends were just smoking cannabis constantly.
Yeah.
They had to come off in their 20s. One ended up with psychosis. And,
yeah. I've heard a lot of the stories of my friends.
Bipolar with psychosis, and the other fella.
Horrendous, isn't it?
Yeah, he went nuts. He was banging on doors of institutions, telling them to let him in, and ended up turning Muslim.
The times that I have tried to come off it, that's what I find myself getting fucking very narky and aggressive and stuff like that, you know what I mean? But I'm not trying to say I've got it all the time, because I've no, you know what I mean? I'm no financially in a position to smoke it every day, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
but
yeah.
I always manage to, you know yourself, fucking obviously, yeah, the game you're in, you're always away, or you can go and see somebody, or your friends look after friends, and you know what I mean?
Yeah, no, I get it. I totally get it. Okay. So when you were homeless, is there any, do you think that we can find some sort of, any sort of records of you being homeless?
There will be records with, Eastern Berkshire. I'd imagine there will be records on my postwork file as well that you get from Eastern Bartonshire, but I'd imagine Glasgow City Council, if you contacted them, they would be able to go and file and see the amount of times that I've filed homeless applications, which would no doubt be in the hundreds, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Homeless accounts.
It would be Glasgow City Council.
Yeah. Homeless accounts.
It would be just the homeless applications that I've put in, obviously, and then they've housed me, and for talking sake, up in Glasgow, it's a slightly different to down south, that they legally need to house you. I know down south that if you go homeless, they don't need to house you, but they house you up here, and you can go to places like, it's a bit different now, but they've got hotels, they've got hostels, it's all men and stuff like that, you know what I mean?
Yeah, okay. Okay, so what's your medical history like? Have you got any sort of issues that we can tie back to your time and care, any trauma related issues, any?
Again, mate, it was my life was pretty hectic, as I say, mate. I was in and out of care, mate, and then I was in prison when I was 18, mate, and then I go out of prison and I met a girl, I had a child, then it was just, that didn't last very too long. And then it was just absolute chaos, mate. I was homeless, as I would say. I wasn't going to doctors, mate. I was just mad with it all the time, you know what I mean?
Yeah, no,
it was just one of those things that I just never done, mate. Like, if it was that bad, I would have went to the hospital, you know what I mean? And
yeah.
I just kind of got on with it.
You ever tried to hurt yourself, David? Ever tried to kill yourself, anything like that?
I've never tried it, mate. I've had thoughts and stuff like that. Not in any time recently, but in my late teens and my early 20s, mate, yeah.
Okay. All right, buddy. All right, well, so what I'm going to do, David, is I'm going to write to Glasgow City Council, see if I can get your homeless applications.
Uh-huh.
Obviously, it was proved that you were knocked into a life of real instability, should I say.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to write to the local authorities from the care settings here, and I've got a St. John's and a St. Mary's here. I'm going to get all of the information for you.
The John's is shut down now, St. Mary's is open, yeah. St. John's is closed now, but...
Yeah, I'll write to the local authorities in both.
Yeah.
I won't go through the political, trying to get it from them. I'll go straight to the local authorities with the weight of a law firm. Obviously threaten them with legal action if they don't give me it.
Uh-huh.
Do you want me to share that information with you, David?
What's that?
Whatever information I get from your time and care, do you want me to share it with you?
Well, if you want, mate, yeah. If you could take it on, it would be nice. It's something that I've never seen, mate. As I say, it was kind of, it's a stage of my life I've walked for a long time. And that's what I was saying to you. I spoke a lot of it. I'm probably not even touching on a lot of things. Fair, I've spoke about it. There's been more things coming back and stuff like that, which, you know what I mean? I think you just block it out. As I say, I go to...
Mm-hmm.
My 20s and I had kids myself, and you know what I mean, and then my life was just toxic, you know what I mean, so...
Yeah. So what I'll do is, when we've got that info, David, when we'll go through it, me and you together, I'll send it to you, we'll have it in front of us when we speak,
yeah.
I'll go back and take a really in-depth statement from you, of your time and care, may kick up some memories. What I'll then do is I'll submit everything I find to the Scottish redress. What will happen then is we'll get what's called a panel date.
Right.
From there, we'll get hopefully get an offer. We'll obviously advise you whether to accept or reject that offer. And then obviously, you know, hopefully we'll get you some recognition for what's happened to you. And some compensation.
Sounds brilliant, mate.
Sounds brilliant.
Again, mate, I sent a wee email back to one of the... What's the timeline on these kinds of things? It just depends on
information
you
receive. Yeah, Glasgow City Council are massively bottlenecked at the minute.
Yeah.
So you're anywhere between 6 and 8 months.
Right, okay.
Get that information back. What I am going to do is, obviously, we've got a chase team, specially trained to chase institutions. They wouldn't be very good at speaking to a client because they're just like pit bulls.
Yeah.
But they just hound them until we get the information. And then obviously once we get that, we'll get obviously get that as quickly as we possibly can because obviously you want a resolution to this. We don't get paid until you get paid.
No, of course.
So it's obviously in our interest to try and get you as much as we possibly can. We're not going to cut any corners either.
Yeah.
The reason being is the more information we find, the bigger chance, a better chance you get of getting the most amount of compensation. So.
Yeah.
You know, that helps us, helps, you know, more importantly, helps you. So, just to let you know, David, obviously, due to the sensitivity and the nature of these cases, I just need to explain to you our funds, our fees again, and what other options are out there for you. I have to do it, unfortunately. But
20%, isn't
it? Yeah.
Yeah, that's right. I've spoken a couple of times, it's been recorded here. 20%'s fine. That's
it. Takes
away
a
job to myself, so.
Yeah, so just to let you know, though, the you could apply to Scottish Redress yourself.
Uh-huh.
So obviously mean you or entail you going out and getting your own information and evidence and sending that in.
Yeah.
And then it's a trustish, it's a trust thing, whether you trust the Scottish Government to give you a fair shake, if you like.
Yeah.
You've been massively let down by these institutions before, so, you know. Would you do that? Probably.
Nah.
But that's entirely up to you.
Some person you don't trust is the government, mate.
Yeah. Well, leads me on to my second one. There are lawyers out there and law firms out there who won't charge you a fee.
Yeah.
But they get paid a what's called a government legal fee scheme. They get paid £2,000 per case to help you apply. Now, they get paid that whether you win, lose or draw.
Yeah.
So I can't comment on how they work or their practices, but what I can tell you is we've rejected that scheme. We've told them we don't want their money.
It's only common sense, isn't it, mate? So the person that's going to be earning the more money for it's going to work a little bit harder, I'd imagine, you know what I mean?
Well, that's the thing, isn't it? Well, ours is a genuine no-win, no-fee.
Yeah.
You win, we win. You lose, we lose.
Yeah.
Our fees are capped at 20% inclusive of VAT. So you never pay us more than 20%. Now, the average case value in Scotland is 55k.
Right.
On just on them figures, you would pay us 11, keep the rest, 44. So just on them figures, that's not what I'm saying. That's what you're going to get. If you lose or we're unsuccessful, you won't owe us any money. You've already been through enough emotional hardship. We're not going to put any financial hardship onto you. Allowed to, and we, quite frankly, we don't want to. We're rolling the dice with you, if you like. So, do you understand those three separate fees, those three separate options for you, David?
No,
are you still happy to continue with me working on your case?
100%, mate.
Excellent. Just to let you know, David, you have what's called a 14-day cooling off period. That means 14 days, within 14 days, you can rip up any agreements you have with us. And go wherever which way you wish to on this. You do have the right to waive that 14-day period. And what that means is I can get started on your case immediately. So that's entirely up to you.
Let's just get started on it, mate. If it's going to take 6 to 8 months, then better just get started there.
Yeah, perfect. Thank you. What I'm going to do, Dave, is I'm going to write to you within the next 2 weeks with all my contact details. You've got my number now. Save it. Ring me back. I'll ring you straight back. Whatever you need. If you're feeling suicidal or you can't cope anymore, please ring the authorities.
Yeah.
If you need to speak to somebody, you know, you're just not right or you're not feeling great, then give me a ring.
No problem.
You know, you're never too much trouble or it's never too much of an issue to call me.
No, I appreciate it. Thank you very much.
Yeah, no problem, David. Just ring me, buddy. And I'll be in touch within the next couple of weeks and I'll let you know when I'm getting on.
But always, mate, that was amazing. Thanks for the call, Michael.
No, thank you, David. Thanks for speaking to me, mate. Thank you very much for being so brave.
No problem, mate. I'll speak to you soon, buddy, right?
Speak to you soon, David. Bye,
bye.
Bye-bye.